Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Butler's Gold, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Well, local, state, and federal officials toured the Upper Elk Creek site for rehabilitation on the east edge of Elk City. New life is being given to this flood control dam, and the tour was a way to showcase those efforts along with the Watershed Project sponsor, North Fork of Red River Conservation District. Originally constructed back in 1976 at a cost of $102,401, it was classified as a significant hazard dam that is now a high hazard dam. An increase in risk of loss of life and property damage due to potential overlapping breaches of the dam during an extreme flood event is the reason that they're undergoing this rehab. Although the site is functioning as originally planned and providing the downstream flood damage prevention, this rehab means that in the future, the site will reduce the potential of dam breach and subsequent potential damage to downstream properties and infrastructure, and will also reduce the risk of loss of life. Additionally, the rehab of the site allows for the service life of the dam to be extended for at least a century. During the tour, U.S. Congressman Frank Lucas, a native of Western Oklahoma and a longtime champion of the upstream flood control program, said, "In conservation, these are the good old days. All we have to do is continue to work together, and there will be benefits for generations to come. Am I proud of what we have done together? You bet. Thank you to each of you for doing what you do, and thank you for helping me do what I do. Together, we're going to make such a difference that the people downstream will never even know it happened. And that's the ultimate compliment when things work so well that the people don't even know what you've done." The 2,107 upstream flood-controlled dams that were constructed in Oklahoma, the most of any state, by the way, in the whole nation, have established a $2 billion infrastructure that provides benefits to thousands of citizens. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation is urging the Department of Agriculture to address supply chain issues that are facing farmers and ranchers. In a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, the organization details priorities for USDA to consider in response to President Joe Biden's executive order on American supply chains. AFBF President Zippy Duval states, "Our nation has witnessed vulnerabilities throughout the supply chain that haven't been seen before due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Among the recommendations, AFBF asks USDA to consider action on livestock markets and processing capacity, farm inputs, transportation, labor, and trade." The letter states supplies of farm inputs like crop protectants, fertilizers, and seeds have been very difficult to obtain and even more expensive to purchase. Highway transportation of farm products and supplies is more expensive and less available today than those pre-pandemic levels. And agricultural labor, both domestic and foreign, is increasingly difficult to access and expensive, making already small margins even tighter. You've got farm news on Ron.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.